Well, Bell Shakespeare's latest offering is the Shakespearean rom-com Much Ado About Nothing. This is the story of two young couples and their romantic misadventures. You've got Claudio and Hero. They're engaged to be married, but Claudio is tricked into denouncing Hero as unfaithful. That's a practical joke, apparently. Meanwhile, Beatrix and Benedick are two witty rivals who enjoy putting each other down, and everyone can see they're perfect for each other except for them. Bell have promoted this as a saucy, razor-sharp battle of wits. Theatre critic Tim Byrne saw the Melbourne premiere last week. Tim, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me back, Michael.
Now, this is a bit complex, this plot. There are two love stories, aren't there? First of all, you've got Claudio and Hero. What's the concise version of what happens with them?
Well, Claudio falls in love with her at the beginning of the play and decides to marry her, and then is tricked into thinking that on the day before the wedding that she's been unfaithful. And so he goes to the church, and then during the ceremony he basically slut shames her, and then when he finds out when he believes that she's died, he has no remorse whatsoever for what he's done. Eventually, the trick is revealed and they marry. So it's a bit of a tricky one to play in a modern context.
It all turns out happily.
It all turns out happily in the end, yes.
But there is a sort of, I mean, the whole thing comes about because of a kind of practical joke. It's the sort of, it reminds me of the sort of practical joke that bully prefects would have played at a private school.
Yeah, that's sort of true. And in some ways, the character of Don John, the villain, is supposed to, in some ways, encapsulate the bullying entirely. But it is true that the bullying does tend to leak out into some of the other male characters.
Yeah, it certainly does. Now, we've also got Benedick and Beatrix.
Yeah, that's right. They're the subplot, technically, but everybody thinks, when they think of Much Ado About Nothing,
they're the ones we remember.
That's exactly
right. I'm not really interested in Claudio and Hero. No. I've never been interested. I can never even remember their names.
No.
It's Benedick and Beatrix, remember, because they're both smart asses and they love putting each other down.
Yeah, that's
because they've
got
the same sense of humour.
Yeah, it's a gender war in a comic mode, I suppose you could say. and you're right. It's incredibly witty and incredibly sharp. Well, it's supposed to be. It's not always in performance, as we found out the other night. Bell's new production, directed by James Evans, falls flat in a number of ways.
Now, we both saw Pop Globe's production of this play in 2017,
right,
which was hysterical.
Which was absolutely joyous, and I think that's the key word. It can be done with joy, and you certainly don't have to shy away from the darkness. You can still do it, but the play needs to feel fun, at least some of the time. And I think... And even with all the Me Too interpretations that we can see happening now, you still have to have that element of joy. And I think that Evans makes a critical, a misguided decision, in my opinion, by opening the play at the end, where Claudio is again another tricked into believing that he's marrying somebody else. He's suddenly very remorseful, and it turns out that he's actually marrying Hero. She hasn't died at all. This is a very dour and kind of lugubrious way to start Much Ado About Nothing, and the play never really recovers in my opinion.
Yeah, it has this melancholy agenda. I mean, the cast have made it very clear that they wanted the production to highlight what they call the toxic masculinity, which they see as inherent in the play. So I suppose the question is, do you think Shakespeare was on board anyway, that he's holding up this masculine behaviour for some kind of scrutiny?
I think definitely that's true. I mean, I think the only problem for us in these days is that Claudio and a couple of other characters get off scot-free for the way that they treat Hero. That's difficult to play, it's true. That in some ways it almost makes it one of Shakespeare's problem plays in contemporary performance. But I think joy, ultimately that gender war, the joyous comic mode of the gender war should win out. The audience should go home feeling that, and they certainly, I don't think they do in this production.
Were there standout performances for you?
My favourite performance, there were a couple of performances. I wasn't massively keen on Zinzi Okenyo's Beatrice, but I did like Duncan Ragg's Benedick. Funnily enough, the role that I find really irritating most of the time is the cop, the kind of keystone cop Dogberry, played here by a woman, Mandy Bishop, and she actually made a role that I find really unfunny. She made it hilarious, and in fact, the joy that we need to see in the play came almost entirely through her.
Yeah, so she appears after interval.
She appears after interval, exactly right.
The set, costume, sound design, any standouts there?
The problem with Bell's touring productions is that they're designed to play in Dubbo and tiny little halls throughout the country, which is wonderful. But when they come to the big venues, when they come to the Arts Centre or the Opera House, they tend to look incredibly paltry and kind of cheap. And this one I thought was particularly ugly. Not quite as bad as their touring production of Julius Caesar last year, but certainly I think it's a bit of a problem when they have these productions that are designed to be very small, move into venues very quickly. When we see them in these large venues, they tend to look a bit shabby.
It sounds as though your main concern with this is that the political agenda overwhelmed the play.
I think it's a good point. I think Shakespeare is always ahead of us, and he knows what he's doing. And I think if we try and force issues onto Shakespeare, it all often backfires. And in this case, I don't think they needed to push the toxic masculinity because the play is certainly aware of it.
I read an interview with Zinzi in which he said, you know, Shakespeare is not all-knowing, he's not all-wise.
Yes, I think that's a good point. But I think we should always approach it with great care when we think that we know more than he does. We should always at least listen to truly what he's saying. And I think that there's a real tendency these days to just ride roughshod over the subtleties in Shakespeare's work.
And the contradictions. It's living with contradictions.
That's a very, very good
point,
Michael.
I think the issue is.
I think you're totally right.
Yeah. Thanks, Tim.
No props.
Tim Byrne is a theatre critic. You can read his review of the show in this month's ABR, that's Australian Book Review, but also you can make up your own mind. You can see Bell Shakespeare's production of Much Ado. It's playing in Melbourne until the 27th of July, and then it's on a huge tour. It goes to Warrnambool, Bendigo, Perth, Albany, Bunbury, Mandurah, Mildura. It goes on and on and on to Rocky in Queensland, Mackay. I mean, they just go everywhere, and they end up in Sydney in October and November. And if you've seen it, I'd love to know what you made of the show. Maybe you absolutely disagree with what we've said. Maybe you love the show. If so, do get in touch. You can send us a voice memo. You just send that to our website, which is artsonrn@abc.net.au. What did you make of Much Ado About Nothing? I'm Michael Cathcart. This is RN. You're listening to The Stage Show.